He moved behind her, shifted her thigh up to give himself access. Velvet heat pressed against her too sensitive flesh, his tip sliding back and forth between her folds. "Chris, don't tease me, please. I need you to fuck me. Now!" Chris let out a slew of rough curses that didn't make sense to her, finally ending with,
"I love you."
The glorious stretch of his thick cock inside her instantly sent her to climax. She yelled out and clawed at the arms wrapped around her. She rode the wave of pleasure, enjoying each subsequent stroke of him into her hungry depths. The babies pressed against her womb as if they were dancing. The cock inside her kept moving, and every stroke felt better than the last. His arms clasped tight around her, his face buried against her neck.
"I love you,"
he murmured again, while he plunged ever deeper to the point she lost herself again. All she could feel was the deep, lovely push of his beautiful cock inside her, thrusting harder and harder until it swelled and pulsed with his climax. They'd already made these babies together. Her only regret was that they couldn't make more right now. But they had time to add to their brood after these were born. He palmed her thigh and pulled it higher, slipping out of her, moving lower. The sensation between her thighs changed, becoming something wholly more erotic. Sweet mother, she loved it when he did that. She came again, with his tongue sunk into her. The babies finally settled. "Thank you," she said, pushing herself back against her pillows. Chris looked offended.
"I would be a poor mate if I didn't see to your needs."
"Baby, you're a terrible liar." He broke down.
"I hate seeing you suffer. I would give everything to help them, but just don't know what more to give."
Issa sighed and pulled herself back up against her pillows. "They can't help, can they?" Anguish filled Chris's eyes for a split second, and he dipped his head, kissing her shoulder to disguise his emotions. Issa was well aware that he couldn't share the things the council told him. Sometimes there were details he could share, and she just had to read between the lines when he did. They'd both become adept at subtlety, even when they shared their silent thoughts.
"They can't share their magic directly."
It was the first thing he'd said that hinted at more. "They're letting you tell me this."
"They want to do more. They just can't. These twins you carry mean more to them than anything. I can feel it every time I meet with them. They're afraid. I don't know what they have to fear, but their hands are tied to do anything about it."
"But if we had the others here, they could help. Even human energy, if I had enough of it, would be better than sapping your energy every day. Has the council given any hint why they wish this pregnancy kept secret?"
"No, but I believe it has something to do with two catalysts being conceived so early in a generation. I was the last child conceived in our generation, only a few decades before your hibernation was over. My mother was at her fullest power when I was born, and sacrificed her remaining life energy to me with her last breath. These twins signal too much change for our race. I believe the council is afraid knowledge of their existence might be dangerous."
Issa shifted awkwardly onto her side and pressed her palm against Chris's broad, tattooed chest. She traced the glimmering outline of the dragon tattoo that represented the transfer of his mother's power to him in his infancy. The dragon's scales illuminated in multicolored light under her touch. She couldn't imagine having to make the kind of sacrifice his mother had, to give her life simply because their laws required it. Issa would give anything to be able to see her children grow and thrive. The twins inside her shifted in languid recognition of the tiny surge of power that transferred into her from her mate. Chris would give his life for her.